I always wanted to be a missionary, never got there. I studied missions at college. I had a sense of God's call even when I was 15. I guess that's when sometimes we begin in those years to think about what might I be or do when I grow up. I had a sense that God was calling me into ministry and into mission, but I was so shy I could hardly say my name in front of a group, no matter how big, when I was 15 or 16 or 17 or 18. In fact, it's continued most years till now, and I'm nearly sick every time I have to preach. And I studied cultural anthropology and how to learn languages when you get there. And about the book of Acts and other passages in the Old and New Testament that talk about the advance of the people of God and the spread of the gospel and the mission of the church so that it becomes, as one historian called, a spreading flame throughout Europe to the west, and that's our roots and theme, but also into the east, right over to the Pacific. In fact, there were more monks in Mesopotamia than there were in Iona and in England at one point. And the strength of the church in North Africa and places like Carthage and bishops like St. Augustine, who was a Berber, not a barber. The advance of the church, the mission of the church. I thought I'd be part of that, but I never got there. Instead, God called me, and I've been in three pastorates, two here and with CBOQ in what is called the middle of Canada, if you live out west, the center, and out west in Calgary. And then some years as the area minister for Manitoba and Saskatchewan with 63 churches. And then here in Toronto with 83 churches with the greater Toronto area. And then my boss, Dr. Ken Bellows, said, "Lori, what's happening in Toronto, I want you to help our churches throughout our 360 churches from Kenora to Quebec City to understand what God is doing and respond to the mission of God in our day all around us." During that period of time with CBLQ, we took some leaders to Kenya and explored with the global mission practitioners, we used to call them missionaries, what God was doing in and through them in that great land, and with the partnerships that we have with local denominations and churches. And then I began to realize further that all of us are to be missionaries because the people I was meeting in Africa lived in the greater Toronto area too. That whatever God was doing, for whatever reason in his providence, he brought the world to the greater Toronto area. Everybody who lives somewhere in the world lives here as well. I want to say to our sending agency of choice, CBM, Canadian Baptist Ministries, you need to be bringing some to help us as we seek to respond to the people on our street who speak languages and are from different cultures and backgrounds and religions, perhaps, than we. I'm convinced that each of us is a missionary, that wherever we are, we're to raise the spiritual temperature on our street, in our neighborhood, where we work, and where we work out.